I could not be still. I took long, tiring walks, dragging myself through the suburbs. Things passed before me in a blur, but before my inward gaze bloomed scenes of my own making. I saw myself imploding, shrinking until only a core remained, a pure bead of good light. I felt my skin loose and crumpled, as if about to be shed. I often passed the entrance to a park and noticed there showed the gate closing time on a small plastic clock face with only an hour hand. In the month following Christmas, I watched the time get later in weekly increments of maybe 10 minutes. Then one day in March, I suppose the day of the counting that would be appropriate, it leapt to 7:45. I walked through the trees that went around the perimeter and out onto the pitches. In the open, with the breeze pushing at my face and hair, a weird light pervaded. The clouds, everything was doused in a watery pink. There was the sound of a radio, not music or talking, but static, the sound between stations. It wavered because of the wind, I imagine, and at first I could not tell from which direction it was coming. I walked across the pitches, away from the gate. Then I was in front of this one sycamore, oak, something like that, which the sound seemed to be emanating from. I stood listening. Great commotion, and a flock of small birds erupted from the branches. I turned to see them swoop as one body and disappear into the growing gloom. Quiet, or the hush of foliage replaced them.